Okay, does everybody have a password?
Oh, I don't want to go over it. Sorry. But everybody's password is on.
Okay, if you have your password, you can log in by going to software and then picking SQL Plus. So go. And then picking SQL Plus.
Where do you find software?
It's an icon. It's not there.
Log in.
Oh, how cute. You have to log in the K building, and when you first do the first login. So get out and log back in again. When you do the first login, you have to do the K building login.
Sign in like all. Okay.
So you have to do the K building login, and then you should see software.
Once you see software, you're looking for SQL Plus. So you're going to click on SQL Plus.
Okay. Then it comes up and lets you choose where you want to save things.
So you can choose the drive that you want to save things on. And then you enter in your username and password. And our big goal right now is to get you to that SQL prompt, okay? Which means that you're there and you can enter the stuff in. You can use Putty here. We're going to do that next. Okay, this is the way to log in, and you can only do it here, and you can log in, and you're choosing the drive you want to put things on. My suggestion is going to be that you not do it this way at home, and that therefore when you come in here, you will probably do it the same way that you do it at home, which involves using cutting. Okay? So the next thing we're going to do is get out of here and go in using Putty. Okay, but I just wanted to show you how you can go in here. Okay, has everybody got the SQL prompt?
Yes, too. Those skills that. Okay, so you've got the SQL prompt.
Okay, so that's how you can get in if you are using the school's version that is here on the machines. other places, the way you're going to get in is through PuTTY. So we're going to go and look at that. And I'm assuming that PuTTY is on here. Yes, it is. Okay. So you're going to click on PuTTY. Okay. So you can download PuTTY at home. PuTTY is a free download. So you can download PuTTY at home, and I have the address on my webpage as to where you go and get PuTTY. But you can download it at home. So if I click on PuTTY here, then the host that I'm going to put in is cisweb.bristolcc.edu. And I'm going to change the port to 220. Okay, the port comes up as 22. We're changing the port to 220. Okay. Basically, they were having a lot of hacking going on, and so they have changed the to 220. Okay, and did you just find the culprit? No. Okay, so you're changing the port to 220. Then you click on open. And the login comes up, and they have mine set with a white background, but yours is probably set with the default black background. I was surprised, actually, to see the white, but they apparently changed it because I complained about it. Okay, so now you are typing in your username and the Linux password that they gave you. Okay, so your username goes in, and when it comes up and asks for a password, you're using the Linux password that they gave you. And it's very disconcerting at first when you're using PuTTY because it doesn't show you the cursor moving when you're typing in the password, and it doesn't look like it took it, but it did. Then, if you go to my page, I have the instructions written down here, and it says, when you see that you're at CIS Web, then you're going to enter sql+12c.sh. I'm entering here sql+12c.sh. Okay. Now I'm in, but I have to tell it that I want to use Oracle. So I enter my username again. And this time I enter the Oracle password.
Does PuTTY usually have a network connection problem with, like, multiple people logging in?
No, not usually.
Okay, it keeps being some kind of server network issue where it's not connecting, it's not letting you put in a password.
Did you do the 220 instead of 22 under the port?
Yeah.
Okay.
Keeps going inactive.
Okay, so the first one you put in your username and that password.
Yes, that's right. I used that password.
Okay.
It just times out. So it just disconnects. So,
okay, start over.
Yeah.
So,
show you.
And you'll get an
same thing?
Yeah, but I believe I copied out my computer and the rest of the
data. Yeah. Or the internet.
Is anybody else in? Okay, you're in, all right? You're in, all right?
Yeah.
Okay. Go try going in as on hers.
Anybody else? And I'm going to go get somebody to come and help. So that's the table that I created. She's having a problem. Okay, so she's the only problem.
You're going to have to first.
I've got the username and password list here if you want to.
This is the first time taking
the bus? Or are you taking it over again? I think your account might be locked and disabled if you're taking it over again. So what happens is sometimes the system doesn't realize that you're just taking it, so it will update. Your account might be expired. Yeah, that's cool.
Okay.
I can fix that now.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Can magic happen?
It just hurt, right?
Yeah.
I can't get on.
Oh, you can't get on? Okay.
Are you in the same boat? You get the same arrow?
Anybody else? This is your golden opportunity. Okay. Anybody else not in?
Are you?
Okay.
Taking this class again?
This is my cold notebook. That's why I checked already.
Okay, this is your
yielding.
So I think you're the same one as her, which would be the same one as Omni. So what happens is when the system doesn't see a change, because you already took it, it doesn't update your expiration date. Okay. So when you try to sign the pen, you're getting kicked out right away, right?
Yeah.
Let me go check those two right now, okay?
Okay.
Anybody else?
Going. Okay, so there is, I created a table, and as I said, go ahead and create one here in Putty, so you'll have one that you can play with. The handout, if you don't know what you're doing, that says create a table in SQL. Okay, so create a table in SQL will give you the statement to go ahead and create this table. And then put the data in. And if you don't get it done today, do it over the weekend so you have some tables to rely on. If you type something wrong, you can use the up arrow or you can go into the editor. So I'm going to put in something and go into the editor just in case. So you might stop for a minute and listen to this is how I can go into the editor. So I'm saying insert into first F18, and then I'm saying values, and I am putting in 5555, and then let's see. Okay, so I have purposely made some mistakes here, okay? I don't have a close quote on the date, and I didn't put a close parenthesis here. Okay, so I'm going to get some errors. So when I hit enter, go back here. Okay, it tells me that I've got some errors. If I go into edit, okay, I'm in the PuTTY editor, and I can go in and fix things. Okay, so my error is down on the second line. I have to bring the cursor down. Then I can take it over and put in the close quote that I want. And then I'm going to add 0.5 and the parenthesis that was missing. Okay? So I have now fixed it up. When I fix it up, I simply do the control O down there that stands for write out. So I do the control O. Hello? Yeah, okay, I'm not in there. Control O, and it comes back and says, should I write it in the buffer? And my answer to that is yes. So I just hit the enter. And then I can do the Control X to edit. To exit, I'm sorry. So now I can do the Control X to edit. It comes back to the SQL prompt, and the fixed version is there. I hit the slash, and it runs. So I hit the slash when it comes back to the SQL prompt, which tells it to execute. And I did all of the fixes correctly, so a row is created. Okay. That's the key parts of the editor. You can play around with the editor and figure out how it works, but the key thing is you want to go in and pick something up, save it. Yeah. Just run through and edit. So up here, when I found out I had the error at the SQL prompt, I wrote the word edit, and that got me into the editor.
Yeah, so Control O
writes it out.
You taught me that last semester.
What?
You taught me that last semester. You know what I mean? I saved me so much time.
Oh, well. Okay. The editor is how we say primitive, but it does work. Okay. So this is my recommendation as to what you do, is that you use PuTTY, and then you go in wherever you are using PuTTY, and then you'll get into your information and the files that you have saved. Okay. So So if I now do a select asterisk from, except I keep taking pictures of screens and getting out. Very few commands. but for every command, there's a gazillion clauses that you can put on. And so it kind of gives you a false hope, shall we say. Okay? So I can do all of these things by just adding in the clauses and the information that I want. So, the next handout we're looking at is SQL conditions. And this one uses a donor field, a donor table, which your first assignment, I think, is going to include me to that. So what I did here was I said, select just the ID number, name, city, and state. So I only wanted to get four fields from the donor table, where the state equals Rhode Island. And Rhode Island is in single quotes, not double quotes. And anything you put into quotes like that is case sensitive. Okay? So I'm looking for Rhode Island. When we get into functions, you'll see how you can convert something that's not uppercase to uppercase and all that. But I can't throw everything at once. So, okay, this will show where the state equals Rhode Island, which means I'm only getting two records. Okay, there's only two records for the state equal to Rhode Island. Okay, comparison-wise, you can use equal, greater than, less than, not equal to, greater than or equal to, or less than or equal to. And those are the things you can use for the comparison. So on this one, I said I wanted for the equal greater than or equal to 100. Okay? So I'm testing for the greater than or equal to there, 100. And then I did one where I tested for a date. Actually, I did put the conversion in here. I'd forgotten. And I looked at this last night. I must have been tired. Okay, so select ID, name, city from donor, where the upper version of city equals Fall River. So basically, if I don't know how the data was entered in, I don't know whether they capitalized the whole thing, whether they just capitalized the first letter of each word. I don't know how they entered it in. So I can say, okay, however they entered it in, convert it to uppercase, and then compare it to uppercase. So uppercase Fall River. I could have converted it to lowercase, and then compared to lowercase Fall River, as you can see in the next example. Now, one of the records up at the top has got, and these are the records, one of the records has year goal null, and that's Carl Hershey. He doesn't have any entry in year goal. Okay, so there's no entry there. And that means literally no entry. A space is not null. So if I hit the space bar there, the code for space has been stored. Okay, the ASCII code for space has been stored. Okay, so I am testing for absence of data when I test for null. And on this one, somewhere it is, there it is. I am testing for where year goal is null, which means where there is nothing in year goal. And I said I wanted to be the ID, the name, the city, and the year goal from donor where year goal is null. so it shows that information. Okay, the next one is getting into compound. Okay, and I've got a compound here. So I'm basically saying I want to see, that's right, this is important. I want to see everything where the state is Massachusetts and the year goal is less than or equal to 100. And just out of curiosity, I think I get the right over here. Yeah. So I'm asking, is the state equal to NA, and is the year goal greater than or equal to 100? And if the answer is yes, I am going to display. If the answer is no, I do nothing. So yes and requires that both things be true, right? Anybody that's not comfortable with the flowchart and the concept and everything, because there is no prerequisite on this course, so. I'm not sure that's not what I want this. Okay, so the next one is asking the OR question. Where I'm asking, okay, is state equal Rhode Island? If it is, display. If it's not, then I get a second chance. Is your goal less than, whoops, less than 100. Yes, I display. No, I do not. Okay, so the OR is one or the other has to be true. Yes. Okay, did you ask him?
Yeah, I just
want to okay.
I
didn't want to interrupt your
I was, but I'm not recognizing the next prompt that's asking me for.
Say that again, please.
I'm not recognizing the next prompt that's asking me for.
Okay, that's the SQL bus. 12C.sh.
12C.sh.
Yeah, so you're like SQL bus. 12C. Now you put in the next username and password. Same username with the password.
to write the line that I would write out. Okay.
It's just right there after the buffer.
Just hit enter?
Yeah, so Control-O, when you hit, just hit enter when it asks about the buffer.
Okay.
And then Control-X to quit.
So they quit by the command for SQL plus.
Oh, you made SQL capitals.
Okay. So it was added to the notice.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if there's something on Oracle. There probably won't be where it expired.
And if the answer to that is yes, I display. If the answer to that is no, I have run out of chances, so I do nothing. And if the answer to the first one is no, I don't even bother to check the other two. Because if I get a no on that, then it doesn't matter what the other two are. It's just if I get a no to that vote. So the year goal greater than 100 has to be true. And either of the other two. Okay? Questions? Questions? In the right up here, some people, and why did I do that? I don't really want that. Some people like to put parentheses around them, and it makes it clearer when you read it, but it's not needed. So some people like to put parentheses around the first two, and then parentheses around the last two. That's being done for people, it's not being done for the computer. Okay, it resolves it just fine. This one is asking for not contact equal Amy Costa. Okay. I avoid nots just because I think better in the positive, so I avoid nots. I usually to be position it so that I am not using nots. But on things like this, you really kind of have to. And so I said, give me everybody that doesn't have a contact of Amy Costa. Okay. And then this is the main reason why I tend to avoid it. It says here, in this case, I want all the one below. In this case, I want all donors who do not have Amy Costa as their contact and do not live in Rhode Island. The not has priority. So the not gets resolved first, and then the and combines the two nots to say not Amy Costa and not Rhode Island. Okay. And that's the result. And you can also put it in parentheses, which I did down below.
So down below, I was looking for strictly paid, not that paid. Here I'm saying, I don't want any possible, and I'm not,
As I said, I tend to find those ones that I try to avoid. Okay, the next one gets into between, in, and like.
And between says I want all of the things between these two dates. Okay? Notice that July 2nd appears on the list, which tells us that between is inclusive. Okay, July 2nd, I choose July 3rd. I should have said July 3rd. Anyway, whoops, that should have said July 3rd.
When you're using the between, you need to kind of test it in different languages, because a lot of languages have the between. Some of them are inclusive, some of them are exclusive. Okay?
In this one, I said between January 1st and July, and that date showed up. So that means it's including the 2 endpoints in the text. Guys, like that. That means it's including the 2 endpoints in the check. Okay? If I say between and it didn't include, then you know it's exclusive. Okay, so in this one, Oracle is inclusive, but you should be aware that between can be handled the other way. Sometimes the endpoints are included, sometimes they're excluded. Okay, and you should test that and see. The next one is in. And this is kind of a nice way to be able to test. I want to see everything when the year goal is in this group. So I want to have 50, 100, 500 of in the group. Anything else isn't going to work. Okay?
And that's a lot easier than writing where year gold equals 50 and year gold equals 100 and year gold equals 500. I can just list them and say in this group. Okay, in this one, I am looking for John as the beginning.
So I have written here John with the percent sign. Okay. So that means I want everything that has John at the beginning. And I don't care what comes after it. I'm looking for all the Johns. And I don't care what comes after. Okay? So I say like, and then I put in this as the percent sign. In the one down below, I have a underscore, which means I don't care what the first category is, what the first character is. But the second character has to be an A. And I don't care what comes after. So I'm looking for names that have the second character as an A, and I don't care about anything else.
So the first character can be anything, and after the A can come anything. But there has to be an A in the second character. So the percent sign is talking about I don't care about a group of things. The underscore is talking about I don't care about a particular character. And if I wanted to have the A in the third, I'd go underscore, underscore.
and then it would look for an A in the food character. If I just want an A in the word and I don't care, I can put the percent sign A percent sign, which means the A has to be somewhere in the word, but I don't care where it is. Anything can come before it, anything can come after it. Okay? But an A has to be there. Okay. That's what I wanted to go over today, and we have made it through, and I don't want to go any further. Your homework assignment is to create the donor database. Okay, so create the donor database that I have created, and those are the records that I want in it. So I basically want you to have the same records that I have. Okay? So this is the information that I want to put in, and it's the same one as you saw at the beginning of this handout. Okay? But I want you to create the donor database and populate it with those six records. And then there are 10 queries that I want you to do down below that. Okay? So you need to create the database, populate it with the six records. And I would do that this weekend. Even if you don't do the queries, I try to get that done this weekend. Just because it will help you if you want to. Lots of times while I'm up here talking, people are sitting experimenting in Oracle with what I'm talking about. And the donor database is one of the ones I use a lot. So if you have the donor database and I'm going over something, you can sit there and type it in and play with it. Okay? So I would get that done before the next class, just so you have it. Anybody got any questions? Yeah.
So it's used the commit. We just do the commit and the semicolon and that's it.
Say that again? The commit?
Yeah.
If you don't do the commit, sometimes you lose it, sometimes you don't. Okay? I don't know how they have it set up because it was never a problem for me, but it has been here. So I don't know if there's something different in the way I had it set up at home and here because I never had to use it. But here you do. And it's iffy. You may do it. Five things work just fine, and then one of them doesn't get committed.
Yeah. One more question.
Yep.
For the homework assignment, should you call it table donor?
It probably makes sense because then you match it with me.
Sure. And you want to print it or?
I want you to do it very much the way my notes do. I like the structure of my notes. So I want you to do it very much that way, except you don't have to put in the comments. But I wanted, number one, show me the SQL, show me the results. So I want to see those two things. Show me the SQL and show me the results. Copy and paste in the old document or a text document. Okay. If you want it to line up when you copy and paste, I do something like all of these you can see are a different font. I'm using Courier New. And if you use Courier New is a fixed font, so every character takes the same amount of space. So the SQL tends to, especially the output, tends to look better if you use something like Courier New. Because it lines up underneath. Otherwise, M is taking more room than an I, and it doesn't line up very well. So I use Courier New. You can pick another fixed, but I use a fixed font as opposed to a variable font. And it just shows up better.
You just want screenshots of the...
No. No, no, no. No, 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 no. I want you to do it like this. Take a picture of the SQL and the output.
and paste it into Word.
Okay. Yeah.
Just highlight, copy, and paste. The screen, I started out by saying screen, and I think some of my things still say screen. But I really find that what people were sending me was really difficult to read, and I was having to expand it and do all kinds of funny things.
So it's like copy paste what's in funny itself?
Yes. Right. And copy and paste in PuTTY involves what? You highlight, and then they're already copied, so you don't want to do the copy, you just do the paste. And there's a set of instructions for PuTTY in my site anyway. But when you copy and paste from PuTTY, you're just going to do a copy and then you paste it in, highlight, and then paste it in.
Yeah, exactly.
Anybody got any other questions? Okay, we're done.
Select asterisk from category shows all, CAT shows all your tables?
Yes. Select asterisk from CAT shows all your tables. CAT is a catalog of your tables. If you do select asterisk from CAT, you get all your tables. The other thing, and we're not getting into that much, and somebody left. Sorry about that, somebody. If you remind me, and I will do this again. If I say create table first F18, and I'm just going to call it BK, as select asterisk from first F18, it creates a new table, so I've just backed up my table. So if I do this and say create table first F18 and I just put a BK at the end there, tell me it's a backup, and select asterisk from, that makes a backup. So if I end up messing up my table, I've now got a backup of it. Now, you're only putting 6 records in it, so it's no big deal. Well, if you've got 1,000 records, it becomes a big deal, yeah.
Are you accessing backup?
Yes. Yeah, you just, it's now a full table out there. So if I come in here and say, select asterisk from first F18 BK, I've got the exact same data. So it's the exact same table. And then type commit so that I've committed it. But that's a good way of doing it, is to get a backup like that and to keep